Random House Audio presents Healthy Aging, a lifelong guide to your physical and spiritual well-being. This is the author, Andrew Weil, MD. Introduction. Recently, I turned 60. To help celebrate the occasion, friends organized a surprise party for me. After the festivities, there came a time to reflect, and when I did, I came to an uncomfortable conclusion. I am closer to a time when my energy and powers will diminish, when I will lose my independence. 60 is about the time that organs of the body begin gradually to fail, when the first hints of age-related disease begin to appear. I hardly notice my aging on a day-to-day basis. When I look in the mirror in the morning, my face and white beard seem the same as the day before. But in photographs of myself from the 1970s, my beard is completely black. Looking at old photographs, I can't help but notice the physical change that has taken place in the course of 30 years. If I pay attention, I can notice other changes in my body. More aches and pains, less resilience in meeting the challenges of traveling, less vigor on occasion. And my memory may not be quite what it used to be. At the same time, despite the evidence, some part of me feels unchanged. In fact, feels the same as when I was 6. Almost everyone I talk to about aging reports similar experiences. Some years ago, I went to my 25th high school reunion, the only school reunion I have ever attended. I had not seen most of my classmates since our graduation in 1959. A few of them were just as I remembered them, hardly changed at all, closely matching the images in my memory from a quarter century earlier.